This is a Muslim-themed poem. It's from that great Muslim holy book, Moby Dick. Do you remember in there's a Star Trek movie where the Klingons are quoting Shakespeare? Do you remember? And the Klingon commander says to Captain Kirk, you know, he quotes the Hamlet. He says, "Peace is the undiscovered country." And Kirk says something like, "William Shakespeare." And the Klingon says, "Shakespeare is best in the original Klingon." So this is from Moby Dick. It's, you know, Dan Beachy Quick is a poet, and he wrote a book called Spell, which takes all the different various of the characters from Moby Dick and does poetry around them. And he has, there's five sections, and in each section, so there's 25 poems, and it's a book length, and in each section, the characters are Ahab, Ishmael, Queequeg, Pip, and Starbuck. And Pip is, of course, the orphan boy who's not marooned, he falls out of the boat, and they throw him the life preserver, and then they sail off chasing the whale, because he's just a boy, and they're annoyed, and they don't want to lose the whale. And what the bad thing that happens is that they forget, and they all get back to the boat, and they realize that they've left Pip behind somewhere, and he floats out there for 24 hours a day and a night, alone in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, before they finally find him, by which time he has gone mad. And so then he and Ahab bond together in the last half of the book, because Ahab recognizes in Pip a kindred spirit. But in Dan's book, in the fifth section, there's no Pip poem. It's intentionally left out, but the publisher misnumbered it, so it looks like there's actually a missing page. It goes A, B, C, E. The D was used to be Pip, and so it's sort of missing in all kinds of different ways. So I wrote this poem called Pip to be stuck into that page of Dan's book to fill in the blank that was left there. Pip, he slips between pages into depth. Is this what was written on the body's blank? Who you are praying to is perhaps a castaway, lost in publication, unfinished. The boats mount their horizonward search. I do not want to drown or be lost in blue smoke, the sound of oars working, my name being called. The explanations are unfortunately longer than the poems themselves in my case.